The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose so no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and presbyters about the question. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees who had become believers stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and you become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we begin John chapter 15. Again, I've always, if people say, "Where should I read the Bible? Where should I start?" I say, you want the whole Bible? Start at John chapter 15. The whole Gospel's contained in here. And I won't be here the next 2 days because I have to be traveling and talking in the next 2 days. So we want to focus on this reality because we're going to go through this. It begins with the I am. I am, as we talked about before in John's Gospel, is direct correlation with Yahweh. I am the vine. So I am God who is the vine, he's saying here. And you can do nothing without me. And then he says, you must bear fruit. And again, as I've said a million times, fruit is about other people. It's not about you and how you look in holiness and look how holy I am. And oh, I've grown so much in the spiritual life. That has nothing to do with it. That's a selfish reality. Fruit feeds others. It doesn't feed itself. So the fruit you and I are called to bear is fruit that bears the kingdom of God. So we build up God's kingdom, not my kingdom, not my wants, not my courage, not my desires. It's all about God. And then he says later on, and this is my commandment, that you love one another, that you bear fruit. So that is what this is all about. To be a disciple of Jesus is about bearing fruit for the kingdom, not about bearing fruit for ourselves. So as we listen to these readings the next couple days, always keep that in mind. Am I bearing fruit in my daily life for God's kingdom? Am I building up his kingdom? Or am I just focused on myself and how I'm growing spiritually? One will bring you eternal life. One will let you be cut off from the vine. So today, let's focus on Jesus and bearing fruit for him and his kingdom. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.